Tonight we have a very special guest, and she will be talking to and telling us about what needs to be improved as well as what exists in the world of sexuality.
Welcome back to Kiara Nation and Cooking with Cleavage. Kiara Nation is a variety show where we do talk show. Sometimes I vlog, sometimes I blog, but it's never boring. I've been missing action for quite a while, right? But things are calming down. What I'm going to give you right now is a little breakdown. So here it is. First, I will still have guests, but I'm going to start doing editorials. I have 30 years in the adult and sex industry, and I have a lot to share. I'm also going to be taking some classes on psychology and other things to help me be more professional, more knowledgeable with formal education as opposed to the education of experience. There's all sorts of educations, by the way, and there's a saying that anything that you do for 5 years, you're an expert at. And believe me, I'm an expert at sexuality. I know what I'm talking about. I'm also a very intelligent person, and I've used my intelligence all these years to figure out why my mom doesn't accept me being a sexual person, open sexual person, woman especially. And I'm pretty much have resolved it inside myself and come to terms with my own self, and I'm very much serene inside. I have a lot of peace inside of me. And before, I was really hateful and just complete disregard to her whole religious upbringing and her religious, her trying to religiously rear me. And now I'm more accepting of it. I can take her God. I can take her Christianity. I can take whoever's a Buddhism or whoever's Allahism, Islam or Judaism or whoever's whatever. As long as it's not being done in a form that goes against another person's nature, another person's humanity. God is Dawan. Dawan in my language. Goddess, because I'm more comfortable saying God. And to me, there's nothing closer. The closest thing to creation is that which is woman. And the closest thing to me between the divine and that which is earthly and the connection but we all come through is female. It is woman, and it is to be respected, and it is to be seen as a godly presence, as so is man, and so is someone who is both spirits. I do not believe God makes mistakes. God is omnipotent, and I, as a person who was raised a certain way and very strict, know what God is and what God isn't. Actually, the punishment, either read the Bible in certain paragraphs or just read it 77 times 7 times over spankings, kind of opened my eyes to, the older I got, the more I got to see into it and do comparisons. It was just interesting on how scary and how complex and how this whole fear me, don't listen to other people, or do not see any other God, you will be smite down. And it's just really a lot of fear. And I just didn't sit down well with me. So that didn't really work out for my mom. But it really did work out for me, because I think I'm a freer person because I got to read the Bible every time I got punished 77 times 7. Mind you, I'm not saying that at one time or another these patriarchal religions may not have had a purpose, but I don't feel they have a purpose now. I don't think the killing of the goddess by Nebuchadnezzar was really necessary. And if women knew how to work that strength, you wouldn't have as much women victims as you have now, because women, all they know is protect my honor, protect this, even with death, when they could completely live. There's women that are paralyzed because they were so busy not getting raped rather than actually manipulating and knowing how to curb that and tame that beast. You see? I don't think that putting men on these pedestals is necessary. I don't think oppressing and repressing women is necessary. Especially now, I think we need to think forward, and that's the one thing about human beings. We're so stagnant in our comfort zones. We use tradition and culture for a way to stagnate rather than move forward or question or change, like, because we've separated ourselves from our nature. So we can't even change, like, the seasons, our minds, our thoughts, and move on and progress because we're led by the ego. When the European and the Islamic colonists went into different parts of the now called Americas and so forth, they found people who were civilized. They found cultures that were, that honored everything, and so they had a god for everything. And then they call this hedonism and all this other stuff that, you know, that didn't worship the way they worshiped. But check this out, it wasn't a separate, they didn't separate, they weren't worshiping animals and so forth, they were honoring the spirits of everything that lives. And then they changed that around, and then they went around and damned people. And I'm not saying that it didn't, you know, like people weren't hurting each other. People always hurt. But I'm saying that, you know, not all the past is as gravely retarded or backwards as history makes it seem. There, a god, goddess, whatever made us, that creation, that thing that's called life, is not, and does not need our fear. And God is not hate. God is love. And love is sex. And every time you orgasm and you're screaming out, God hears you better. The universe hears you better. Sexuality is the one language that needs no words. And everything and everyone and all life has it. And even the things we create must connect in order for it to make life, to spark, to be something. You cannot have a light if you don't screw it inside the socket. Electricity, the lamp, all things must connect in order for it to have life. I mean, it is around us. It is everything we do. Look at the car engine. Look at everything around us. It does not work without connection, and not everything reproduces. So that cannot be the reason, the sole reason of the humanity. Also, not everything that was put on this earth that is beyond our control, that is nature bound, that is our nature, as is our nature to eat and smell, see, touch, and taste. Can a ideology dictate what an individual's feeling or who that individual identifies as is? But we all have different individual cravings and likes and tastes and so forth. But when we try to be individuals, we're condemned. Then we have war within ourselves, and we end up hurting one another. Hurting one another because someone else takes theirs to be different, to actually explore their true self, what they truly like. And there we go. The other thing we have very badly is we have the stigma, this hate, dislike about sex, and we disrespect sex when we do it, because it makes it okay to do it if you're disrespecting someone else. What I mean is, when you are casually or just exploring or it's not in the content of clinical or marital or in the sense of religion to procreate. There's no education, there's nothing that says it's okay to feel this way, it's okay to explore. No, it's done with guilt, and you have guilt sex. And then you have, for men, you have this thing where, you know, oh, she's a slut, and or she's a hoe, or anything condemning that person for sharing her body with you. That's unhealthy. That's not really healthy at all. Someone has shared themselves with you, and now you condemned her for touching you. That means that you're gross, basically. That's mine. You know, it's conflicting. It's very unhealthy the way that we view sex and sexuality. And so I've taken it upon myself to bring to my platform mostly talk about sexuality and how it relates to the way that we treat each other, the way that we treat everything else that's natural around us. How these same rules also hurt men. Men don't know. Men don't know how to touch women. They don't know. They don't go anything past suck a titty and stick it in. How they view a woman based on her sexuality. She could discover the cure for AIDS and be a brain surgeon. But if she's been doing what society deems they can own a woman's body and tell her what to do with it, none of that matters. You know, those are the things that go on in my mind, and the things that I see in this world. They downplay sexuality, but what I mean by downplay is that they're constantly telling us that sexuality is not that important, and there's other things, there's money matters and all this other stuff, yet they use it and exploit it in such a big way, but they tell regular Joe Blow and Jane Blow that they're not allowed to exploit their own sexuality. Which is confusing. And if you are continuously burdened by a desire, by a thought, by a certain fetish, and then you believe yourself to be dirty for having these thoughts and these desires that you were never educated, it's okay, you're going to walk around really disturbed and really messed up as a person. And then if you're not well mentally, you're going to try to kill that which is bothering you, or that which is causing you to have desires that you were indoctrinated that you shouldn't have because this act is so dirty. Do you understand? And then that's just a lot of war within ourselves to be a sexual being and deny your nature. Take for instance, it is my nature to take out the yolk out of the egg. It's not for diet, it's not for health reasons. I just, since I was a child, I've never liked the yolk and just eat the egg white. That is my nature. Then you, audience, or someone in the audience comes and tells me, no, that is not your nature. That is a crime against nature. Who's committing the crime? Is it you telling me that that's not my nature? Are you the person committing a crime against nature? I believe that's the key. You don't know what another person's nature is. You cannot dictate what another person's nature is. And by you doing that, you're causing conflict, and you're causing hatred, and you're causing envy, and you're causing confusion, and you're causing all kinds of things that are unnecessary, because everyone has their own nature. They have the individual nature, and then we have a nature as a collective, which is to eat, you know, our senses. And for women, how like another woman's sexuality the fact that men take over sexuality and they do it in such a brute and most disrespectful form, that they too don't know what they're doing, that many women will never experience an orgasm, that many women are downplayed or insulted should they use their own sexuality, whereas if a man uses his inherent power, which is his brute strength, and they even make a sport out of boxing, and all this testosterone-driven stuff is okay, but anything feminine, anything driven by the senses and sexuality or whatever, it's always deemed bad. Don't use sex to get ahead. Don't do this to get ahead. But a man will use every means, both inherent and non-inherent, to get ahead. And how, I'm sorry, but I gotta say this, this is my own platform and I'm allowed to say this, but how religion has used itself and how women have been brainwashed into believing that they are less than because of strength, because of physical strength. How women for hundreds, if not thousands of years now, have been mutilated in their most private areas. I mean, no one comes and cleans up their menstrual period that they're going to cut off their clitoris. How women will go against another woman and believe that something that created us thinks that we're beneath and that we should be treated and degraded and gave us feelings, sensual and sexual feelings, that we can do absolutely nothing with, or we might be stoned, or we might get killed, or we'll be talked about, or our reputations will be blown to smithereens. And, you know, just these things are crazy, and it's crazy to continue to follow and be led into misery. My whole point of making this podcast was to bring that about, and I thought my best way to do it was to bring guests that had PhDs and had, you know, what, you know, the world respects and sees, like, if you're a scientist or someone that, you know, that has this formal education, then you can be listened to. Any other person can't be listened to, which is rather not cool, because most of our industrious people who have invented and so forth and so on, we're talking about from the beginning of the whole industrial revolution, a lot of them were laymen, or a lot of them just learned through, some of them didn't even know how to read and write. So I'm not putting down formal education. It's really much better to have one. But it doesn't mean that another person can't be dismissed. So my platform is basically me coming from my own somewhat meager beginnings education-wise, and giving you my insights through my experiences through life, using my intelligence and the education I do have, and bringing it to this platform, letting you decide and think for yourself and see if it does make sense to you. Does it hit a chord with you? Does it not? Do you hate me? Do you love me? Are you neutral? Do you even listen? You know, those types of things. So I'm going to make this platform what I want it to be, and I'm going to do editorials, and if I get a guest once in a while, then I'll go ahead and do that. But I'm just going to use this platform to express myself and express what the divine gives me, that inspiration. Anytime you have inspiration, it is, you know, that whole bliss and that whole energy when you just are in flow and in this, that's creation. That's the createx, the thing giving you that inspiration, because it doesn't have a language. It doesn't speak in a language. It speaks through emotion and feelings and inspirations and muses, and, you know. So that's basically what's going on right now. I just wanted to let you guys know, and I'm going to get on this pretty, you know, you guys will see a few changes. I'm going to continue giving you Cooking with Cleavage, and I hope that, you know, the message gets across to those who need it. Okay, thank you so much, and a shout out to Mali, Kenya, Spain, Benin, and a few other places that I haven't mentioned. I'll mention them later. Thank you so much. Muchas gracias, y voy a compartir esto en español, pero no ahorita. Lo voy a traducir, y es mejor dicho por una traducción que yo hablando en mi español quebrado. Okay? Chao. www.ckiaranation.com www.cookingwithcleavage.com. That's KiaraNation.com and cookingwithcleavage.com. Talk to y'all soon. Ciao.